possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. Tyler's on them ones and twos. Astros get a big dub, win the series versus the Red Sox here at home, and move on against the Orioles tomorrow. And the Texans, a little joint practice with the Carolina Panthers today. And we've got Seth Payne coming on at 3:45. Set you a reminder. I got to get the lowdown on this defense. He's got some defensive takeaways he watched pretty closely today. I was mostly dialed in on the offense. And so before we have Seth on to talk defense, I do, Luke, want to discuss a look, this defense is I don't have any hesitation in this is a Super Bowl caliber defense. This defense, assuming they stay healthy. And I'm saying that even with, you know, the C.J. Gardner-Johnson injury. And I'm saying that with not knowing what the hell Christian Harris is going to be. This is going to be a Super Bowl-caliber defense. If they stay healthy, the Will Anderson, the Danielle Hunters, the Azeez Al-Shaair, Jalen Petrie, obviously the two corners, Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr., if they stay healthy, they will absolutely be one of, if not the best defense in football. They're that damn good. You mix D'Amico into the mix in terms of the caliber play caller that he is, play schemer, designer, you know, the feel he's got for in moment, when to call plays, pressures, play coverage. I mean, he's got the ability to confuse quarterbacks in a big way. This is a Super Bowl caliber defense. If there is one weakness, Luke, it is in the depth of cover defenders. And we've talked about this multiple times on this show with the secondary. You have got as good a 1-2 punch at the cornerback position as there is in football with Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lassiter. I mean, that corner combo right there is second to none. Right? The problem is you have no clue beyond those two right now what you have. And when you couple that with your nickel defender is truly a nickel defender. Don't make no mistake about it. You don't have a slot corner. You've got a nickel defender. You've got a guy in Jalen Petrie that is a really, really good pass rusher, that is a really good run stopper, and that plays the game with instincts all the way around. But his weakness, if you will, is the coverage aspect of playing that position. So this is a nickel defender more than a slot corner, right? So you can argue, even on the first string, you've got a cover issue if there is an 11 personnel with a slot receiver, you know, in the game. You may have a little bit of a weakness, a little bit of a shortcoming there. The depth players here are I think what's at question for me, or at least a something that we've got to watch. Now, I will say this. Saturday, Luke, was, although it was a very small sample size, Saturday was a day where early in that game, Jalen Smith, the rookie corner out of USC, wasn't even a coverage situation. He comes off the edge and in run support, wraps up and makes a tremendous tackle. I don't remember if it was a screen or a run. I don't know what it was, but makes a tremendous tackle. And so he's off to a good start. Later on, you see Mallette, who was a guy they picked up that was most recently in Baltimore, got injured up there, but most recently was in Baltimore. Again, late in the game, he comes up, again, a corner, a more cover defender, making a good, solid tackle. So I think they've got guys, but we just don't know what they have at that cover position, at that slot corner position. And that is the one thing, Luke, I think, that if anything bites this defense, it could potentially be that.
Yeah, I'm with you. The only other areas still for me, maybe like interior defensive line, the defensive tackles, linebacking core.
Yeah.
If Christian Harris does come back and you get something out of him, and with what speed has shown, I mean, that has a chance to be a really good linebacking core, I think. So you have some really talented players on all three levels. But to your point, I think I'm with you with the depth. And then also, if C.J. Gardner-Johnson's out and if we get nothing out of Jimmy Ward this year, you lose two veterans at that safety position. I mean, there's a reason why they got C.J. Gardner-Johnson for a reason this offseason.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So the safety position and that depth that in the secondary, for sure, I agree. With that said, though, I also still – like, I almost feel like it's still, like, a little nitpicking where that is the biggest concern. If you were to ask me, like, how concerned am I? I'm not overly concerned. It's almost like – when Megan Fox was all the rage and people were pointing out, like, yeah, but she's got...
Was.
She's got... Well, yeah, still is, but that new movie, too. She's made a nice comeback there on Netflix, wherever that movie is. But when people are pointing out that she has, like, club thumbs, and it's like, yeah, I mean, if that's the one thing you can criticize on Megan Fox, I think she's doing okay.
So you can't take her bolt. Big deal.
Does she really? I'm going to have to go look it up now, boys.
Yeah, people would say they look like toes. They look like your big toe, her thumbs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be hard for me to overlook if I was laying
really?
Next to her. If I was laying next to her every day.
Okay.
So, I know I could overlook it, but I'm just saying I it would be something that I noticed. I mean, it'd be on my mind. I mean, I'd tell her about it, but it would definitely be on my mind.
Well, and I guess it's similar to the Texans. Like, it's on my mind. It's something I noticed, the secondary, but, you know, I'm still not going to kick them out of bed for eating crackers.
You know, Luke, I think it's, to me, it's more of one of those that the concern level's low until it becomes a concern. You know what I mean? Like the concern level's kind of out of sight, out of mind. Ah, okay, whatever. But if you look at D'Amico's defense, they have had a lot of injuries in the secondary over his 2 years here. And if it becomes a problem, you know, it could be a major problem for this defense given how much they want to pressure and kind of how they want to play defense. Now, to your point, I trust him. I'm not one of these guys in the media or fan or anybody that's like, I trust in D'Amico, trust in Nick Caserio, trust in this. And I don't typically play that game. Like that's silly to me. We've seen enough from D'Amico Ryans of rolling a secondary out there that I may be able to name one guy and you got a chance to win a game. So I firmly believe that D'Amico Ryans will have those guys, whoever they are. I think he'll have two or three extra cover defenders coached up. Is it the rookie out of USC that I mentioned, Jalen Smith? The Miles Bryant kid that's a true nickel defender, is he coached up? Hey, does Jalen Petrie take the next step with his coverage, you know, his coverage ability and shut us all up? So I got confidence that D'Amico will figure it out, but that is the one spot where you look at this defense, because I disagree with you with the interior defensive line. I've been hard on those guys, and I'm still in hopes that one day they find that Aaron Donald-type player that's just a game wrecker in there. They don't have that, but what they've done this year is they've gone out and gotten deeper as the rotation goes. Like, assuming they can stay healthy, they're going to be four or five, maybe even more deep, of really quality defensive interior players, right? And I think they've improved there in general, not with that high end, that guy that just wrecks a game, but I do think they got some pieces in there that are going to be just fine. So that secondary is it for me. Real quick on a tight end update. We lost Brevin Jordan for the season last, I guess it was earlier this week, wasn't it? Thursday, was it Monday or Tuesday? We lost Brevin Jordan for the season. So we wonder, you know, what are they going to do?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use the permission.
Tight end position. Well, they go out and pick up Trey McKitty, who, you know, again, is a guy that at best you hope a month into the season could help you learn the offense and maybe help you if he has to, but you hope he doesn't. We had also had a report that Irv Smith had been in street clothes and was not practicing. Irv Smith practiced today. Practiced a lot from what I saw. Irv Smith, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover. Again, I know I'm higher on Irv Smith than most, but to have Irv Smith in an emergency situation with Brevin Jordan or anybody else going out for that matter is clutch. I think I like Irv Smith in this role. I think he can do. He is a poor man's Brevin in a sense of he can help you in the run game. He can help you in the pass game. Now, obviously, you lose the explosive weapon that Brevin Jordan was, but you do get a savvy vet that knows how to survive, that'll fight his ass off. Notice that last year, was played in some big games last year. So you lose Brevin Jordan, which hurts, no doubt about it. There's no sugarcoating that. But to have Irv Smith, a veteran behind him to kind of roll in there, Luke, is clutch. Now that we know he's healthy, at least we see him on the practice field, I feel a little better about the tight end room.
And that's been the big thing for him. I mean, that's where he's also similar to Brevin Jordan, just been the injuries. I love Irv Smith as well. I mean, second-round pick out of Alabama. I had high hopes for him in Minnesota. Just really couldn't stay on the field. He had some bad drops over the course of his career as well with those hands. But the biggest thing for him has just been the health. He missed an entire season. He missed another half of a season in Minnesota. They moved on. You know, now he's on his third or fourth team. And I like the potential, the skill set. He just hasn't been able to put it together because he hasn't been able to stay on the field consistently. If you could get some of that health from him, which, again, these are kind of the questions or the things we were saying about Brevin Jordan as well. If he could be healthy, you bring a unique skill set to this offense. So I'm with you. If you could get a healthy Irv Smith this year, I think he could certainly contribute to this offense because he is a unique weapon. He just hasn't, unfortunately, been able to stay on the field throughout his career.
It's Luke Morrow. He is in for Ron, the show. Ugly, you're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. And y'all, Dan Orlovsky over at ESPN, one of my favorite analysts, if you will. He put out a ranking. You know, I'm not typically a rankings guy, but when it's Dan, I'm in. When it's Dan and quarterbacks, I'm in, baby. Dan Orlovsky graded the top quarterbacks in the NFL in seven different categories, right? They're all quarterback skill sets, arm strength, pocket presence. On the list goes on and on. Ball placement, mechanics, second reaction, rush ability, all these different things, right?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.